it's my privilege to call this special session to order. It was suggested by Elaine that I invite the choir to come down and join the congregation for this meeting. If the elders would like to join them, that's okay too. The purpose of this meeting is to take a vote as to whether we should invite the Reverend Karen Holt Yost as our interim minister while we are still in the process of seeking a senior minister. I'd like to start off with a couple of thank yous. One is first to the search committee. They've worked hard. And it's been a few months since they started, but this is a relative short turnaround. And believe me, there were some dead ends that they contemplated, and those dead ends were to be expected. A second big thank you is to the elders for their stepping up to fill the pulpit in the gap that we've had over the last few months. We've had some excellent sermons. The interim minister is not a position to be taken lightly. It is important for the worship of our Lord and Savior, our congregation, and our mission here on planet Earth. There were three steps involved here. The first one was for the search committee itself to agree to a candidate, and they did that with Reverend Yost unanimously. The second step was for the Board of Elders, and we were not a party to what was going on with the search committee, so we had very little idea who Karen Yost was. You know, who was she and why should we support her? But when we had that meeting, Carmen Goodwin and Steve Brown attended, and my question to them was, can you give us some clues as to why you were so enthusiastic about approving Reverend Yost as our interim minister? And they did that with more than adequate. It was phenomenal the way they believed in Reverend Yost, and it resulted in the executive board also voting unanimously for Reverend Yost to be our next interim minister. The third step is for the congregation to approve also, and that is necessary, and I'm glad of that. And you should not be a rubber stamp. I'm assuming that you're about in the same position as the executive board was. You don't know very much about Reverend Yost. And for that purpose, I have invited Steve to come forward and share with you, the congregation, as to what the search committee, why do they feel so strongly about Reverend Yost. So I'll turn it over to Steve now. Afterwards, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions.
Thank you, Dan. I'd also like to thank everybody on the search committee. They put in a lot of time. Our meeting started at 7 o'clock at night, which that's fun, but that's meeting everybody's schedules. But they put in a lot of good work, and they've been very determined, and it's been very fun. As fun as it could be, I guess. How about that? It wasn't Disneyland, I know that. So if we looked at a resume on the paper, the Reverend Karen Yost, She got her bachelor's in 1982, her master's of divinity in 1986, her doctorate in ministry in 2006. She was born into the Disciples of Christ Church in the West Coast, i.e. California, because that's most of the West Coast. She marked on her thing for her gifts. The first one she put, and she we found out is passionate about, is pastoral care. And as she described it, she wants to do pastoral care wherever the people are. So whether that's your house, whether that's the hospital, whether that's, you know, I mean, you know, on the street or wherever, that's where she goes because that's what she loves to do. She describes herself as a small church pastor, and her resume shows small church after small church after small church. Everyone, she wants to be a small church pastor because everyone's noticed, and every single one member is important. One person's left behind, it's a big deal. So her ministry, she describes as she works with the congregation. And so I first said to her, hey, the search committee, we're gonna move to the board to offer up to the call to you. And she said, oh, that's great. Sounds wonderful. She was excited. We had some different things we figured out. The board unanimously voted to offer the call to her. So I called her and told her, and I told her about we needed to have the congregational vote, and that was 2 weeks ago. And the first thing out of her mouth was, I need to talk to whoever's leading up worship. So I gave her Amber French's number, or I gave Amber French her number, one of the two. And they got in contact with each other because she wanted to know how we did Advent. She didn't want to come here and show, you know, and do her Advent. She wanted to be a part of our church and work with us from the moment she heard that, you know, the call was possible. In her career, she started in 1983, and it started in California. It went to Nevada, Texas, Georgia, Indiana, and Kentucky. So she's been almost everywhere, you know, like Mr. Cash. So that's what the paper says. But what I've experienced, because I've talked to her quite a bit, to, you know, that's not good for her because I'm not always the most on top of it person with everything, but I've talked to her quite a bit with trying to line everything up. She's very funny, she's flexible, she's joyful, and she is somebody I've enjoyed working with in so far. And she's, I don't know, she's one of those people that you start talking to her and, you know, you think, you know, oh, we're going to hang up now? That's too bad, you know. So she's a wonderful person and somebody I've enjoyed working with in this process. Is there any questions? As Dan said.
Where did you live now?
She lives down in Erie, Colorado. I wanted to say Erie, but I keep thinking Erie, Pennsylvania. Erie, Colorado. Her husband retired. Where they were living at in Louisville, Kentucky. Their daughters had all moved away and were doing their things. She had a question about maybe coming from Erie up to here once a week or something. She didn't know. And we were like, that's not really going to work. But then her husband's retired. They're living in Erie, Colorado. And then we found out that both her daughters are living with them again. So now she's ready to come up here and be a part of our congregation. That's some of the fun we've had talking with her. So, any other questions? Oh.
Is she going to bring her spouse with her?
He is going to come up. They do have a house, and I think he has to save it from their daughters for different times, periods of time. It sounds like he wants to come up here. She also is very, she's an outdoors person. She likes hiking, being in the mountains, communing with nature. So he might come up more than they originally planned. But we've set things in place so that it sounds like he wants to come up here. And then also she, you know, we set things in place for her to be able to take time to go back home and visit. But she thought we put too much in place. So, you know, she's ready to be here. Yes, so contractually, we put 12 months And as an interim position, it's 12 months or until we find the next person for the call. Her first day, if we vote, will be December 1st. So she'll be here for the hanging of the greens and the beginning of Advent. And then it'll be a year from there if needed, which hopefully, no, we won't need her that long. As much as I like working with her, you know. Yeah.
What is your salary going to be?
Do we talk about that, I guess? Yeah.
About what?
Salary.
Oh, salary, yes.
Yeah, I feel comfortable talking about it. I just don't know if I'm... I feel comfortable with all kinds of things, and people say, don't. So we were originally given the guideline of $50,000 to $59,000 for an interim minister. We thought maybe we should start... We should look at $45,000 as more realistic, and Joan McNamara said start at $40,000. And she took 40. Yeah, she thought our deal was more than fair. I think it kind of sounds like in the past we've been a very generous congregation. We're very giving with our funds up to different organizations and causes, such as the one this morning that we talked about. And we are a very generous congregation. Maybe too generous at points, it sounds like, because she kind of heard the deal, and we were talking on the phone, and she took a moment. She said, "I need a minute." I was like, "Yeah, go ahead." And you know, I played some game on the internet while I waited, and because that's what I do. And and she came back and said, "Sounds good." So it's a very good deal.
Steve, is that a total package?
No. So that's the base salary. The total package as of right now, and I think there's going to be adjustments in the future about what the package will be for the minister. 1 week off every 3 months, $40,000. She needs health insurance just for herself. Her husband is covered in retirement. That was kind of one where we couldn't cover a family plan, but we could cover an independent insurance plan. I'm just going off the top of my head at the moment. Housing. We have an apartment that I'm getting in place. She was ready to bring some stuff up this week, and we were not. This next week, over at the Preserves, they were talking about $1,200 a month, and I found a place for $1,200 a month. So we're going to... also provide some housing pieces, because it's an unfurnished apartment and she's not going to move her whole house up here, but she has some things she's going to bring. Spencer is ready to go down and bring her up. It was a very passionate thing for him. We have $2,500 moving costs here, $2,500 moving costs back. I don't think we're going to come close. I mean, a lot of this is coming phenomenally under the budget that we were given. So it's kind of...
So you're under the total package budget?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think it's important that also involved is vehicle expenses, mileage, I think.
Yeah.
And then there's a pension requirement.
Yeah, we're paying into the pension fund as per normal. Is this not working?
No, it's working fine.
Okay. We're paying into the pension fund as we normally would. I can't remember the percentage rates on that exactly. There is vehicle expenses, which she keeps a mileage record of. The pastoral care, where she is going to where people are at, just so that she gets some reimbursement for gas mileage that she spends. And we kind of gave her a little bit of reimbursement for going back to Erie occasionally and being to spend time with her family. And we calculated out, you know, well, Googled what the distance is and that type of thing.
Do you have a comment?
No, it's so everybody can ask the questions, we can hear.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah. Okay. Very good then.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Steve, is there...
Wait, hey. We want to hear you.
She's not a candidate for a senior pastor?
there's some rules that the regional minister gave us. I'm not a big rule guy, so I probably shouldn't talk about this.
I'm not clear on that myself. Normally, an interim minister is retired to begin with, so they may not be in a position to say, yes, I'd like to be your senior minister. So that's something that maybe we could explore in the future, but I'm not sure that's a possibility.
So the regional minister told us, it's kind of, I don't know, it sounds weird. We have to decide at the beginning if they're up for possibly being the head pastor. And if we don't, if we decide that they're just going to be the regional minister, then we can't decide that they'll be the head pastor. And that just, it sounds weird to me because we say, okay, we're offering you the position with the possibility of head pastor, and then we don't pick them. And that kind of sounds, I don't know, that doesn't feel nice and loving. You know, like, you know, you really applied for the job as actually you practice it for a couple months, and we said, no. I mean, I think us as a congregation, if there's a movement and the search committee hears from people, you know, I think it's something that can be contemplated. Just because the regional minister, this is me being bad again. Okay, maybe I should be quiet. I don't follow the rules very well, but sometimes I think that's also good. But to me, anyone is. But I'm not a rule follower, so I should probably be quiet again. Any other questions about anything besides rules?
No questions or comments?
Oh.
Thank you for your work.
Oh, thank you. You know, I've seen a lot of churches go through really long processes, so thank all of you, because your prayers is what makes the difference. That's the community we have and the coming together that everyone has. Prayer does work, and this is proof. Look at this, we're moving right along, so it's amazing.
Would you have the members of the search committee stand up, please?
This one's already standing. There's Keith, Annette, Carmen. Robin and Joan are back there, Spencer.
If there are no further questions,
I will
sit
down.
The vote. Oh, a couple of people.
I just going to make a motion.
Motion first? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to take the vote. Motion by Dennis. Is there a second? Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Who seconded that?
My board.
Thank you.
Not seeing any opposed, I declare it a unanimous decision. Thank you. I might have, some of the rules we had for this was at least 15% of the congregation had to be here, and we've surpassed that, I can tell you. And of those in attendance for this vote, okay, at least 15% of the people had to, of the congregation had to be here for this vote to be, that was our quorum, and we've surpassed that, I'm sure. And the second requirement was that 75% of those in attendance who voted had to approve of her. If it was only 60%, she would not come here. Or she would not be able to come here. She might have wanted to, but we had to have a 75% vote. And thank you all for coming. Thank you for voting.
Okay.
December 1st for hanging at the greens. So.
Okay.
Next week also, we'll have a little bit more clarity, but December 1st, we'll probably have a welcoming party for her. And then we're going to talk this week about maybe making up a list. As Ted Grooms put it, she shouldn't have to pay for a meal maybe for the first 2 weeks she's here. So maybe start to make a sign-up sheet or something for people who would like to have her over for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever, you know, and that type of thing. So I'm thinking about it.
That's her or her family?
Well, yeah, her at least.
Okay. Okay, thank you all.